cada una con la sua analisi. Poi a tutti i sannyasi, a tutti i Vaishnava presenti, che li lasciamo. Glorificare Gurudeva e la visita di un devoto del genere non è cosa semplice, ma ci vuole ora.
To glorify the presence of the devotee like Shiva Gurudeva is not so easy.
Ogni jiva ha la sua propria Siddha Svarupa, con nome e forma eterni, ma coperti da Maya dimentica la sua identità intrinseca. Quando per buona fortuna chiede Satsanga e la misericordia del Guru, gradualmente Maya si elevata e la sua Svarupa inizia a manifestarsi.
When a jiva falls into the clash of Maya, she forgot his own nature, his own form and identity. But then, when Maya will go away, she will again come to know who he is.
Con la compagnia del Sadhguru e della Shnava, man mano che il Sadhaka procede nell'ascolto del canto, la pura Bhakti appare nel suo cuore e la funzione dell'essenza della potenza Radhini Sandita, conosciuta come Bhakti Devi, rimuove ogni altro desiderio, se non il servizio a Krishna.
First, he has to speak in Italian, then I will read and translate better.
Quando l'anima condizionata interpreta l'attività della Shuddha Bhakti, avidya, le ananta e così via iniziano ad andarsi. Per questo dovremmo associarci con Vaishnava che sono snitta, affettuosamente predisposti verso di noi. E la sua è svajatia assiata nel sentimento di servizio d'amore da noi stessi desiderati. E solo dopo un lunghissimo periodo di tempo, un intero giorno di brahma, in cui trascorrono mille kaliyuga, ci cittadini appare in questo mondo. Egli è Krishna stesso, che ha accettato la bellezza e il sentimento di Srimati Radhika. Egli ha fatto Anaya, Srinavadvita, solo per dare il tesoro più confidenziale e nascosto, misterioso persino ai devoti più grandi, il più sublime nettare del servizio devozionale, l'amore il primo più elevato. Egli è apparito per due motivi principali, fare l'accesso dell'amore per Dio e propagare il servizio devozionale nel mondo sulle basi della spontanea azione. Shri Chaitanya ha la speciale caratteristica di venire per stabilire Nama intriso di Vrajaprema, lo speciale amore dei Vrijabasi per Krishna. Il Nama generico concede fino a Vaikuntha Prema, non oltre. Le glorie del Santo Sangha sono molto vaste, tanto che migliaia di volte non sarebbero sufficienti a trattare per intero l'argomento. Ci sono tanti tipi di Santo Sangha generici e noi li rispettiamo. Ma Srila Rupa Goswami ci ha istruito, oltre che a vivere a Vrindavana, di porci sotto la guida di un Vaishnava Rasikatattva Gya, vale a dire un'anima completamente realizzata, che ha la conoscenza globale degli Shastra e che sperimenta la sua relazione con Krishna come Rupa Goswami e poi Rupa Vaishnava. Questo guru ci istruisce su come praticare la Bhakti e come sviluppare il nostro rispetto, affetto e servizio per Krishna. Ed inoltre attraverso le sue istruzioni e Diksha distrugge in noi i quattro stadi del peccato, prarata, kutabija, apraratta e avidya. Seguendo queste istruzioni e associarci con i puri devoti, otterremo la misericordia di Krishna, che esteriormente, chi esteriormente fa molto di essere un Vaishnava, ma manca di onorarli, dando la priorità alla fame e al guadagno materiale, non può essere di aiuto a sviluppare la nostra vita. Se si desidera essere visto devozionale incondizionato per Krishna, bisogna associarsi con Vaishnava qualificato, altrimenti il risultato sarà Asat Sangha, associazione di materialisti. Dico questo perché non si può illudere o far finta di niente, come se Shri Chaitanya o Shri Nityananda non fossero venuti. Parlare di Krishna Kurukshetra e della Gita oggi non è sbagliato, ma va sicuramente posto nell'ottica della meravigliosa nuova misericordia di Cicitani, se non si vuole essere offensori o aridi predicatori. Esiste la pure dei dibatti e quella in cura. Sharavana Kirtan eccetera, svolto con la sua intenzione di dar piacere a Krishna, è vera da Paini Bhakti. Ma Krishna non è compiaciuto nemmeno dalla vera Paini Bhakti. Lo è solo se si serve in Sakya, Vatsalya e Madhuryavada, come fanno i Vrajavasi. Associarsi con qualcuno che può insegnarci i veri sentimenti di Krishna è molto raro, persino a Vrindavana. Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj è questo tipo di Vaishnava. Ed è per questo che abbiamo organizzato questo festival, in sé, che è sì una festa, ma la festa della Shuddhabhakti, di Shravana e Kirtana, dell'ascolto e del ricordo. Felici in associazione del Vaishnava e con la grande fortuna della sua personale presenza. Srila Gurudeva è di aiuto per tutti, perché è proprio come Mahaprabhu che danzando davanti al carro di Jagannath ispirava tutti. Ognuno ai vari livelli di parti sviluppava il vivo desiderio di raggiungere lo stadio successivo. Così chi ascolta, vede e soprattutto serve la missione di Srila Gurudeva, è ispirato ed aiutato a raggiungere un superiore grado di parti. E questo ci aiuta a non disperare e a non perdere la speranza. Raggiungere la Shuddhabhakti è possibile. Molti di noi erano soli, preferivano non prendere alcun tipo di associazione, delusi e da esperienze precedenti e molte altre cose. Srila Gurudeva Narayana Goswami Maharaj, che è soddisfatto in se stesso e svolgeva felicemente il suo bhajan di alta classe a Mathura, ha iniziato a viaggiare in tutto il mondo come prima di lui Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, al solo scopo di ispirarci e darci supporto. Solo Duryodhana e quelli come lui erano invidiosi e contrari ad Arjuna e Bhagavata. Se Krishna decide chi compirà le cose, solo Duryodhana e quelli come lui proveranno ad avvenire. Il vero risultato nella coscienza di Krishna non è mai determinato da fattori o qualità materiali, ma solo da parte di lui, la potenza interna di Krishna. Così è per espresso il desiderio di Krishna e Srimati Radha, che Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj riscuote successo. Se Vaka è colui che rende
servizio, servizio
significa seguire la volontà di Krishna, non disquisire sulla sua volontà e l'opposto. Se noi apprezziamo ciò soddisferà Krishna e simultaneamente inizieremo a far nostre le qualità individuate e apprezzate. Le tattacive, se si trovano qui in questo mondo, è perché in un modo o nell'altro hanno invidiato Krishna, hanno pensato di poter essere goditori separatamente da Krishna. Perciò non coltiviamo ulteriormente questo sentimento di separatezza. Il Vaishnava e il Guru non agiscono per alcun piano materiale, ma esclusivamente per il bene delle anime condizionate, di tutte le anime condizionate, a qualsiasi religioni pensino di appartenere, che dire di chi in un modo o in un altro canta Hare Krishna e fa parte della Gora Parivara, la famiglia di Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Questo festival è aperto a tutti, lo spirito che ci anima e che anima particolarmente Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, testimoniato nella sua intera vita, è uno spirito di aiuto e misericordia verso tutti. Ne è testimonianza in tutta la comunità di Vaishnava il fatto che non è mai stato interessato al discepolato, ma con la sua più magnanima attitudine ha sempre istruito, spiegato, fornito sciscia a chiunque né dimostrasse interesse. Con molta liberalità lui è in particolare questo tipo di Vaishnava e guru. La sua gloria sta in questo. Ad un certo punto ha iniziato a svolgere anche l'altra funzione di dare discia, ma la sua attitudine e gloria è inalterata. Ed ancora più grande, dobbiamo sapere che tutte queste cose e che Vaishnava ci troviamo davanti. Ci sarebbero molte altre cose più intime e dolci da dire sulla sua personalità. Questa è solamente una traccia. Apprestiamoci con tutto noi stessi a partecipare a questo festival di Alcatà di alto livello. Siamo tutti estremamente fortunati in questa notte di Kali Yuga a trovarci sotto la luce della stella più brillante di misericordiosa di Krishna. Srila Gurudeva Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
she will speak 3 minutes, the essence, Krishna Devi. I asked her. I asked Krishna Devi to speak essence in 3 minutes.
Hong Kong থেকে নন্দনন্দন তার বাঙালি বাবা
in brief, why we have come here. So in brief.
He has.
Haribol, mic.
He has this side. No, keep it there. He has mic. His own mic.
Actually, in the Vedic literatures, this role that all living beings within this material world, they are wandering here and there, lifetime after lifetime, in many, many different births, not only in human species, but every soul is going through 8,400,000 different species of life, coming from aquatics up to the insects, the plants, the creepers, the birds, the animals, and finally having a chance to obtain human birth. In the human birth, it is very rare, first of all, to even get human birth. But actually, in that human birth, if we become civilized human beings, then we come in connection with the absolute knowledge which is given by the Supreme Creator of this world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. That is called Vedic knowledge. And following the teachings of the Vedas, when we have a chance to meet a perfected, realized spiritual master who can teach us the truth of the Vedic knowledge and teach us who we actually are, that we are not just these temporary physical material bodies that we all possess, but we are an eternal spiritual entity, part and parcel of the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Supreme Godhead, Sri Krishna. And we have been in this material world since time immemorial. That is called anadikal, time immemorial. So when we get the opportunity to come into connection with such a realized spiritual master, it is indeed the most rare occurrence in anyone's life. Therefore, those souls who have this opportunity, how did it come? It came by many lifetimes of what is called Sukriti. Sukriti means pious activities which are performed in previous births, either knowingly or even unconsciously, unknowingly, and they accumulate like a spiritual bank balance. When it becomes mature, then what occurs, by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, He allows the living entity to come into direct proximity with a pure spiritual master. And then, by the mercy of the Guru, by the mercy of the spiritual master, now he receives the seed of what is called the Bhakti Lata Bij. That means now the opportunity to begin our eternal activity of service to the Supreme Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna, now it begins to awaken within our hearts. Some little dawning of faith, of Shraddha, begins to come to our hearts. And now the process of hearing very attentively from Sri Guru begins. That is called Bhajan Kriya. By constantly hearing from Guru, then all of the misgivings within the heart, all of the contamination that we have accumulated within our hearts for many, many lifetimes, it becomes cleansed away, and then we begin to realize our eternal spiritual nature. And that eternal spiritual nature is full of bliss, full of knowledge. So Sri Guru, the spiritual master, is in this world. He has come to give his association to all living beings who are fortunate in this way to come to his association. So Srila Gurudev, our spiritual master, has been traveling all throughout the length and breadth of this world for more than 13 years. And he is constantly giving his association in the form of his divine transcendental sound vibration emanating from his lotus mouth. And this sound vibration, this Shabda Brahma, it can directly go into our hearts and purify our hearts. And when that occurs, then we have the beginning stages of developing love for God, love for Krishna, which is called Krishna praying. So Sri Guru has come here to give this to all. And those who are intelligent and fortunate souls, they have come here to receive that from Sri Guru. There is no other actual purpose of such a spiritual gathering as we have here today and for the next couple of days, other than to attain this great opportunity and this great good fortune to hear the divine message of Krishna Bhakti and Krishna consciousness from the lips of a pure devotee of Krishna. So we are very fortunate that we have had this opportunity to come here. We are very, very happy that our Gurudev has come, even though there was some delay. But now we have the chance to hear from his divine lotus of the message of pure Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम चरणम्। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल मैं कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्यतम श्रील गुरुदेव नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद शिष्यमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सौस्वामी एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर शिष्यमद्भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। My all sannyasi, preacher, Vaishnav and Vaishnavina, why I have come in these old age, even doctors are prohibiting me not to travel so much, but I am coming because our previous guru, Narad Goswami, he used to go to door, because he was so merciful. You know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went everywhere in India, east, west, south, everywhere. Without any shoes or anything. Why? Out of mercy. So our Guru Parampara is this. I mean then their disciplic order. I come to remember you all. That you are not this physical body. You are soul, part and parcel of Supreme Lord Krishna. You are eternal servant of Krishna. But we have all forgotten. And that is why from the beginning of creation, we are in circle of endless pain of endless birth and day. Old day is coming. And when day is ahead. This is not the first time that you have come in human form. previous, some demigods. Sometimes very poor, sometimes very wealthy here, sometimes in so many species, like birds, like animals, like donkeys, so monkeys also, pigs and dogs, well. But Krishna is so merciful that he has given this. So you must know that we are not body. Especially I remember a story that once a Brahmin in Kashi, he did so much hard austerity for Shankar. And after some time Shankar appeared and told, what benediction you want? Then he told, I have a daughter, but I am very poor. I cannot give marriage to that my daughter. So I want some money, some wealth. Shankar told, you should go to Vrindavan. And there is a high class of Saint Sanatana Goswami. You should ask him, he will give you. Oh, on foot, in so many, 1 month he went there. And very easily he knew that where is Sanatana Prabhu. And he went to the on the bank of Jamuna River. And there Sanatana Goswami, he had nothing but only door coffin.
Loin cloth.
Nothing else. No bhajan kuti. Nothing. He went there and did dandavat pranam to Sanatana Goswami and asked. Sanatana Goswami asked, who are you? Oh, I am a poor Brahman from Kashi. And Shankar told me that go to Sanatana Goswami and he will give some wealth to you. So I have come to you. Sanatana Goswami told, you see me? I am nothing. What I will eat in evening, that also I have nothing. Sometimes without eating, drinking water only. So how can I give you? I have no wealth. But Purva Brahmin told, Shankar cannot tell a lie. Then Sanatana Goswami remembered something. Oh, come on. Go there in the sand and there dig something.
Remove
the sand and you will have something. Went there and removed the sand. And he saw that there was a jewel. He took it and came to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami told, bring some iron rods. And he brought. Then Sanatana Goswami had a touch with that jewel. And when he touched, at once wonderfully became gold. Then Sanatana Goswami take this and he became very, very happy. And then he returned back. But in the way, he thought, oh, how costly this jewel is. But Sanatana Goswami had thrown it in sand. Why?
Even he don't remember.
And even he don't remember. Oh, he has something more well.
valuable.
Then at once returned back and went to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami asked, why you turned back? I thought that so costly, valuable this jewel, but you don't remember and you have thrown in the sand. So I think that you have more and more costly than this. I want that. Oh, really you want? Yes. Then throw it to Jamuna, very far away. And that Brahmin at once took that jewel and thrown in the Jamuna, very far away. And then Sanatana Goswami told, now you should take bath and come. And he went to Jamuna, took bath and returned back. Then Sanatana Goswami said, oh, this jewel, what to tell of this jewel? Crores and crores, millions and millions of these jewels. Can it be equal high, what now I am giving to you? And he told, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What is the meaning here? I am telling this story. You should think very deeply. We always neglect Harinam doing, chanting, remembering. But we don't know the cost of this jewel. If you fell in Shastra, it had been told. But we don't believe. We give importance of money making, always. If money is coming, we will give up. Oh, tomorrow I will do chant. Why? Being with me, so many years with me, hearing the glories of name and bhakti, that why again marrying? Why all the desires coming? So I have come to remember all these things, that think deeply and then chant Harinam, remember Harinam, your life will be successful. You must know that your wife, your children, your money cannot help anything at the time of death. You will keep here an empty hand, nothing to take. So, even there is time, we should follow the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should know the glory, the value of Harinam and Bhakti. So I have come to remember you. Don't be attached in these worldly desires, intoxications and all other things. Don't be weak. Any sannyasi should not be weak. There should be more strong and strong. All the brahmacharis who are here, they should all be attached. By this you will be happy forever. For this I have come to remember, because our Guru Parampara had did this act. Especially I came to Western countries and other countries to see the glory of my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. When I came and I was in tour of whole world, everywhere all his glories. In a couple of years, everywhere he established rishi centers, established deities. Oh, so many books he translated. And we, wherever I went, in the midst of jungle, on the
top of the hill,
top of the hills,
midst of ocean,
and in the midst of oceans, everywhere I see his glory. I think anyhow, you have come to me. The reason is that you have read him, or you have seen him, or anyhow. And he was very, very merciful to me. I served him from 1946. At time your birth was or not, I cannot tell. Even. And in the last time, he called me and took my hands in his hands and told, oh, I want that you should give me samadhi within your own hand. Though one Maharaj and others is God brothers with them, but why he told? Would have seen something special that he told. And he also told, in Bengali, I brought so many monkeys. I could not train them, so please train them. And always help. I told, yes, I certainly fulfill your desire. So I did all these things, and in his succession, and touring to whole world, this is perhaps 26 times of my tour. Before this, everywhere in the world, I gave classes on Srimad Bhagavatam, sweet pastimes of Krishna. From Chaitanya Charitamrita Raya Ramanand Sambhad, Rath Jatra Festival, Rup Siksha, Raya Ramananda Siksha, everything like that. Besides so many subjects I did. So, some devotees. Some devotees told me, advised me, that Jagadananda Prabhu, one of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has written a book, Prema Vartha, and it contains all the teachings of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all others. I want that you should give class on. So we begin in Bejar on this subject, and here more 2 days I will try to discuss about Prem Bhavat. Any question?
Kishoriman.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo. Jai Jai Radha Ramana. from San Francisco, I gave something on this Prem Vibhav. What is the meaning of Prem Vibhav? And it has been told also in Chaitanya Chaitanya. I have told all these things. One day he was writing something, Jagadananda, and bitterly weeping, remembering the sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Valahood. And yet writing, Sarup Damodar, you know, he came. What are you writing, Jagai? He told that, what I remember, the sweet pastimes of my most beloved Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am writing. Very good, very good. You should write that all will
benefited
by reading that. Then Jagadanand told, I don't know the benefit of world. I'm writing for me, that time to time I will read and be happy and cry. You know, sometimes in crying, so much happiness is there. If Srimati Radhika's separation mode, crying bitterly, oh, he feels excessive happiness. If separation, by mind we remember, and we forget everything outside. And when we meet, Radhika used to meet with Krishna. Oh, forgetting everything in the inner. And not so much happiness. You cannot feel like this now. One when you will be matured, then you can realize this. So Jagadananda Prabhu telling. Sarup. Then Sarup Damodar thought that he is very talkative. He will not hear me. So he left, and then again I began. Once in boyhood, he is telling that one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told me that you are main queen of Dwarka. Then I told, Jagadananda told, oh, I know you are very competition nasty. Copy means?
Duplicious.
So you are so, I know you. Oh, you have taken the beauty and insensitive mode of my Sakhi Radhika, and you want to take Radhika alone and to serve him, her, and you want to throw me out. I know you.
I will arrest you and take you to Radhika.
So you cannot do like this.
I will arrest you and take you to Braj.
So Jagadananda Prabhu is telling that I am not the queen of Dwarka. I am most obedient and of royal to Srimati Radhika. So though Kavi Karnapur has written that he was Satyabhama of Dwarka, but really he is not like so. One day, he Jagdananda Prabhu is telling, Ahose Chaitanya Pad Bhajane Rasam Pad Kothai Ebe Gele Amachari. You know that Krishna Dham Vrindavan, Krishna Nam, himself Krishna, cannot give praying to others. He can, but he cannot. So, if you want to do bhajan, you will have to come to Navadvip. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj is telling, I was in Vrindavan Radhakund and Sudyukunda doing bhajan. One day I thought, oh, I should not be here. Here, one day Krishna took some makkhan,
butter,
and for this Mother Yashoda banded him, and taking a stick, oh, again he will do. But in Navadvip, Sachi Maya, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bible used to
destroy so many things,
so many vessels he used to
break.
So many things. But Sachi Maya never did, he never binded.
Never chastised even.
So I must go to Navadvip. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left me and went there, in separation he is telling, he left me here and went himself to Golok Vrindavan, Sweet Deep Navadvip. Why I am not dying still? My heart is like thunderbolt. That is why I am not dying. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time his name was Nimai Pandit. He used to study in the same school, same class, with Jagdananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit and others. Murari Gupta Swami. One day I quarreled with Nimai Pandit. Nimai. And I quarreled and then hathi.
Fighting
with hands. And then I left him and went to River Ganges alone. Now it was night. Whole night I was weeping. Why I quarreled with
Nimai,
my bosom friend? So whole night weeping. Oh, in Brahma Muhurt about, in night 3, Gadadhar Pandit and Nimai both came there, searching me. Oh, and this, when this all came to me, oh Jagai, you should give up man. Man is very bad. I was also weeping there in my house, and in the meantime Gadadhar came. I have not taken anything still now. How can I take without you? So please come with me and come with me in my house. Then at once I left my man and came with him in his house. Sachi Maya gave me doodh and bhat, Milk. Bhat means?
Milk and rice.
Milk and rice. And then both we took prasadam in same dish and again. In this way, he is remembering the sweet past times. There is no
chronological sequence.
When I remember anything, I write at once. And in this way, he is writing so many things, and from tomorrow, I will discuss his teaching. His teachings covering, I told you, covers Rup Siksha, Sanatana Siksha, and all other Siksha. Today, Gaur Prema Ananda.